Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A long first day of debate in the Senate impeachment trial. We've got the story.
Street crews getting Wichita streets prepared for that wintry weather. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. A public hearing has been set for next month to amend the new downtown ballpark's community improvement district. That story is ahead.
A job fair will be held this week for laid-off aircraft workers. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. With areas of light snow across south-central Kansas, that's leading to some slippery spots on the roadway this morning. Our full forecast and what to expect for the rest of the day is coming up.
The Senate heard arguments from the House impeachment managers and President Trump's legal team on a resolution for rules similar to President Clinton's impeachment trial.
Now that impeachment of the president is going to trial in the Senate, attorneys for President Trump are participating and passionately defending him. Jay Sekulow, counsel for the president, told senators, Democrats have been obsessed with going after President Trump.
Are we here because of a phone call? Or are we here before this great body because since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed?
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer was left appealing to senators to do their duty.
The eyes of the founding fathers are upon us. History will be our final judge.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Wintry weather is here in south central Kansas. Ben Nelson is the senior manager for Wichita's Public Works and Utilities.
I believe the current forecast is for about 2 inches of snow, potentially accumulating snow. It's highly dependent on both the surface and the atmospheric temperatures in terms of how much rain we're going to get, how much snow we're going to get, and the timing of that rain-snow mix.
Of course, Wichita has 5 dozen trucks for clearing the primary roadways and school routes.
The city of Wichita has set a public hearing for next month to amend the new downtown ballpark's community improvement district.
Riverfront Partners, LLC, the new owner of the development site where the Metropolitan Baptist Church currently resides, petitioned the city to add the church area and recently acquired city land on the west side of Sycamore to the stadium CID. The group also requested removal of certain city-owned property that was inadvertently included in the stadium CID. Mark Elder with the city stressed that the CID is not a new sales or property tax on current businesses in Wichita.
The CID is strictly just a sales tax on the property within those boundaries, and it's primarily, aside from maybe the ice sports, it's all undeveloped property there.
The public hearing is set for February 11th. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
For workers affected by layoffs at Spirit AeroSystems, there will be a job fair held this week.
The Workforce Alliance of South Central Kansas has scheduled a job fair for those looking for other options.
For the Spirit employees, they will be doing out briefings for those impacted workers, so we'll be able to meet with those workers. We'll talk about job opportunities.
CEO Keith Lawing tells KSN News, several companies are looking for skilled workers.
We are hearing from other companies that are laying people off as well. So we know there's going to be a lot more workers than just the individuals impacted at Spirit looking for jobs.
The job fair will be held at the Workforce Alliance offices near 21st and Abedin on Thursday. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A carjacking victim west of Kellogg and Hillside in East Wichita was able to use technology to get her car back and lead to the arrest of a suspect. Carjacking happened Sunday morning at the Trinity Lutheran Church in the 600 block of South Erie. The victim, a 53-year-old woman, says two suspects assaulted her, then stole her red 2019 Ford Escape. The woman was hospitalized with minor injuries.
On Monday at approximately 9:45 in the morning, the victim contacted 911 emergency communications to report that she was tracking the vehicle's movement using a Ford application. Officers are able to track the vehicle to the Quick Trip located in the 700 block of North Broadway.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says officers were able to apprehend a 21-year-old male suspect. He was booked into jail for aggravated robbery and an outstanding arrest warrant through the Kansas Department of Corrections. That suspect also had a prior conviction history for criminal possession of a weapon and theft.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a sheriff's deputy shot and wounded a man following a vehicle chase in central Kansas. The man was shot Tuesday along Kansas 96 near Rush Center. The shooting occurred after a Ness County sheriff's deputy pursued a vehicle. Male suspect was hospitalized. His condition not immediately available. The KBI says no deputies were hurt. No further information was released.
A political argument in Florida turned deadly.
A construction worker with anti-government views stabbed and killed his Trump-supporting boss and then put an American flag next to the body. This all went down at a construction site in Orlando. Now 28-year-old Mason Tony is charged with first-degree murder. Co-workers telling detectives Tony and William Knight were friends outside of work despite their political differences. And the day of the incident, Knight actually picked up Tony for work and they had been driving to different job sites when they began the argument. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Sunflower Showdown brawl last night in Lawrence. We'll have the highlights and reaction. We've also got hockey tonight in Wichita. We'll tell you about that. All coming up in sports.
The University of Kansas is allowing beer and wine sales at a restaurant in the Memorial Student Union. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:08, 8 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. The University of Kansas is allowing beer and wine sales at a restaurant in the Memorial Union. The Impromptu Cafe began selling beer and wine Tuesday. David Musi, director of the union, says the cafe is the only place on campus where alcohol is sold in a retail setting. Says it's a way to test the waters for businesses on campus that could sell alcohol on campus. Now, alcohol is also sold at the university's football stadium on game days. Musi says he wants to use the alcohol sales in the union to promote safe drinking habits.
The Wisconsin National Guard dealing with a scandal.
Wisconsin's Attorney General will review a series of sexual assault investigations within the Wisconsin National Guard after a federal report released last month says the Guard violated state and federal law by improperly conducting sexual assault, sexual harassment, and retaliation investigations internally by investigators who weren't fully trained. The Wisconsin Guard's top commander, General Donald Dunbar, resigned ahead of that federal report. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Two of Japan's major automakers are recalling millions of cars in the United States.
Airbags are the issue, but for different reasons. Honda recalling 2.7 million older U.S. vehicles, covering both Honda and Acura models from 1996 to 2003. The effort will replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. Unlike previous recalls, these inflators do not contain volatile ammonium nitrate, which can cause a small explosion. Owners should not expect repairs for about a year, as replacement parts are not yet available. Meanwhile, incomplete airbag deployment forcing Toyota to recall 2.9 million vehicles. By mid-March, owners of 2011 to 2019 Corollas, 2011 to 2013 Matrix, and 2012 to 2018 Avalon models will be notified. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
The wedding is off, at least temporarily, because the parents of the intended are missing.
The bride and the groom were and remain ready to get married, but they don't want to without their parents present. But just before the ceremony in Gujarat, India, the bride's mom and the groom's father took off because they fell in love and decided to elope. Now their photos are going viral on social media, but no sightings yet. And until they are found, their children's wedding remains on hold. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
That rain in some places is changing over from, that precipitation is changing over from snow into rain, and that's making conditions a little bit better out there, but this is really no time to take any chances. We had some we had a lot of snow fall over the overnight hours, and conditions can change rather quickly, so things very slippery out there. In fact, the Kansas Department of Transportation still has all of Wichita's roadways listed as completely covered with slush. So just be very careful. Take it very slow this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Light snow will continue across south central Kansas this morning. That will transition to rain and drizzle this afternoon as warmer air moves in from the south. Tonight, some light rain possible, our low in the low 30s, and a few showers during the day on Thursday, breezy with a high 43. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now light snow, 33 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. What do you got, Dad?
Well, things are dangerous enough just to talk about it. Right there as we were speaking, got another call in out there, 135th West and Central, traffic accident there, so... The accidents are still happening out there.
Close to my daughter's house.
Yeah.
Right there on that corner. All right, it's 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. And it's time for Wednesday with Waggle, Dr. Jason Waggle at Kansas Perio and Dental Implants with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
I'm hoping you didn't have any trouble driving in or wherever you've been going this morning.
Yeah, it's snowy. It's bad.
Okay. Hey, what are some of the signs that a person may have a dental problem and should go see a dentist?
You know, there's several things that should probably be evaluated by a dentist. If a patient's having mouth or jaw pain or sensitivity while eating, they should probably have that checked out. Other things, real quick here, are if they're having sensitivity to hot or cold or sweet foods and drinks, swelling inside your mouth or along your jaw, those are things that should probably be checked out. Even if it doesn't hurt, swelling is not necessarily good. Bleeding gums while brushing or flossing, a bad taste in your mouth that won't go away, sores along the gum line, broken or worn teeth. If you're seeing spaces develop between your teeth or shifting teeth, or your teeth are getting loose, that's something that should be evaluated. And, you know, dry mouth is something else that can be a sign of dental problems or could lead to worsening dental issues.
So what can we do to improve our oral health and help prevent these kind of problems then?
You know, we've talked about this before, but in general, you know, gum brushing, flossing twice a day, avoiding clenching or grinding your teeth or habits such as chewing ice, avoid acidic beverages or sugary snacks. Get drinking plenty of water. Avoid smoking. If a patient's concerned about something like stain or tooth discoloration, they might, you know, try to avoid coffee, tea, or red wine and consider brushing with a whitening toothpaste or baking soda.
You know, you mentioned something there that I'm going to grinding your teeth. I happen to know a couple of people who grind their teeth at night, and there are some things that can be done to help out with that, right?
Yeah, you know, you could have an appliance made. Sometimes it's just a matter of getting your bite evaluated. Could be a more serious issue too, leading to temporomandibular or jaw joint problems.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something else, a good reason to maybe have that checked out. You know, prevention is the best medicine.
Yeah.
I think that seeing your dentist regularly can oftentimes prevent having things lead to bigger problems.
Is once a year enough to go see the dentist, or does it depend on the patient?
Yeah, it depends on the person. You know, if a person's having, you know, more, has a high risk for tooth decay or gum disease, they probably should be seen more frequently than even twice a year. They may need to be seen four times a year.
Yeah. So what's the age, the youngest age where you recommend you take your youngster in to see the dentist?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, kids, babies should start the habits of seeing the dentist pretty regularly, and that's also, it's not a bad idea to even start practicing brushing their gums at home when they're young, just to get them used to the feel.
You know, and another thing I thought of, if a kid has any fear of the dental chair, getting a relationship going there, it'll take a little time sometimes for them to get to know you and you to get to know them and get them comfortable in the chair.
Yeah, relationships are really important in dentistry. Trust and relationships are really important.
All right. Hey, thank you for your time. Be careful out there on those streets this morning. Okay.
Hey, thank you too. Yes.
But it's time to get serious about your smile. Time to ask your dentist about Kansas Perio. Learn more about their services online at kansasperio.com or call 316-685-2731. Wednesdays with Waggle. Dr. Jason Waggle helps us out with some tips on dental issues. Every Wednesday at this time, 8:16 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'm going to steal a little bit of your thunder. You may, Ted, I'm sure you're going, well, I'm not sure, but you may want to talk about this. This is an important date. It's January 22nd, an important date in 1968 when Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In hosted by Dan Rowan and Dick Martin, premiered on NBC. I got to tell you, I didn't know who these two guys were. I was not familiar with either one of them. But that little show they put on, it kind of captured everything. Just some great, silly skits and humor. Silly as could be, but a lot of fun. It captured the ratings.
First show I remember watching as a youngster.
You had these characters on there? Hmm. All right. Again,
I didn't get any of the jokes, but I mean, the pacing was fast and the colors were bright. And I remember sitting there and my parents were laughing uproariously. So I thought that it was a lot of fun to a little tiny kid.
Very interesting. All right. It's 8:18 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And talking about, well, you got basketball, you got hockey. We had a lot to talk about this morning, sir.
Yep, big sports week here in town, and that culminates with the big hockey game tonight. The Wichita Thunder hosting the 2020 ECHL All-Star Classic. First time Wichita's ever hosted this event. 67 players that have appeared in this All-Star game have gone on to play in the National Hockey League.
Wow.
So might be seeing some future NHL guys on the ice tonight. And here's the format. It's a 3-on-3 tournament. Two of the four teams are players from the Wichita Thunder roster, and then the other two teams are All-Stars from the Eastern and Western Conferences. And then between the rounds of the mini-tournament, there will be some ECHL All-Star Skills competitions. So it'll be a ton of fun tonight. That's all at 7 o'clock tonight downtown at Intrust Bank Arena, and it's going to be live on television on the NHL Network. So pretty cool. Wichita's hosting the ECHL All-Star Classic tonight, 7 o'clock at Intrust Bank Arena. We did have college men's basketball action last night. 22nd-ranked Wichita State on the road in Tampa taking on South Florida. The third straight game, the Shocker offense was not that good.
Yeah.
But Shockers did lock down on the defensive end, and that helped Wichita State to a victory on the road last night. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
Pass ahead to Dennis. Open three right wing. Good by Dexter Dennis. That is his fourth tray of the night, and Wichita State has a double-digit lead by 11, and East USF wants a timeout.
Shockers did pull away in the second half for a 56-43 win. Shockers only got 25 points in the first half. Finally got a little bit of scoring in the second half. Here's Shocker head coach Greg Marsh.
I thought maybe Grant Sherfield's best game as a floor general. I thought he did a really good job of finding Tyson Etienne and finding Dexter Dennis in open windows after penetration or in transition.
Yeah, the freshman Tyson Etienne led the Shockers with 13 points last night. It was the defensive end where the Shockers won this game. South Florida made one basket in the final 14 minutes of the game. That enabled the Shocks to pull away despite another not-so-great night on the offensive end. The Shockers with the win are now 16-3, snap a two-game losing streak, and the Shocks are tied for fourth place in the conference standings. Last night in Lawrence, you had the Sunflower Showdown, third-ranked Kansas hosting Kansas State. The game itself was a snoozer. Kansas wins it 81-60, no problem, as KU wins its 14th straight against the Wildcats. But things did go off the tracks in the final few seconds of the game, leading to a huge brawl. Here's the action. You heard it last night on Sports Radio KFH.
They'll rip it away, but they've got a clock to end the game. And Silvio gets in the face of the Wildcats, who'd stolen the ball as he was trying to dribble off the clock. He posterizes the Cats, and now there's a scrum. Players from both sides at each other.
Oh, no.
Now they're running into the handicap section behind the basket. There are fans involved trying to separate the Wildcats. And this just ends ugly as the KU student section jeering the Wildcats, who are trying to get one more play. An emphatic block that time by Silvio De Sousa ended the game, and then Silvio kind of stared down at the Wildcat he just rejected.
Not good. De Sousa there at one point picked up a stool and raised it above his head, and it appeared he was going to start beating people with it. One of the KU assistant coaches was able to grab it out of his hands before any of that happened. This was all taking place where the disabled people were sitting during the game, and so there were fans involved with all this. Marcus Garrett and David McCormick of the Jayhawks were among those KU players appearing to throw punches during all this. James Love and David Sloan of the Wildcats were involved as well. obviously there will be suspensions and ramifications from all this ugliness. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
That was an embarrassment by on our part for the role that we played in it, and there will be consequences that I'm sure I'll announce tomorrow for that role as soon as I'm able to study it and come to grips with all of it.
And, of course, it was nationally televised on ESPN2, so it's been fodder on ESPN now for the last 12 or 13 hours.
Yeah.
Ian Fitzsimmons on ESPN, host of Freddie and Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio.
If an assistant coach doesn't come in and grab that stool from Silvio D'Souza, he is swinging that stool at a Kansas State player, and he's going to connect. And then D'Souza started to smack the back of the assistant coach, who came in to separate them.
Yeah.
There's going to be a ton of suspensions for Rock Chalk Jayhawk and Kansas State.
All right. See how that all shakes out in the coming weeks. We got JUCO men's basketball tonight in El Dorado. Butler Community College hosting Neosho County tonight. Butler men have won 4 of their last 5. Dennis Higgins will have that one at 7:30 tonight. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And the Wichita State women are home tonight, 6:30 tip-off at Coke Arena, hosting South Florida. As the Shocker women right now are on a 3-game winning streak. They've won 8 of their last 9 on home court, and they're in 4th place in the conference right now. Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:23 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. It's about bludgeoning the president. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.